Second Perek Kedusha, 8th Mishnah. A Kaddish Bechelkoi, a person who wants to marry a woman with his part in his in the Korbanos. Bein Kodesh Kodoshim, whether it's the Kodesh Kodoshim, like a Korban Chatas V'Oshim, which can be eaten only by male Kohanim, Bein Kodesh Kalim, or whether it's the part from Kodesh Kalim, like Shlomim, that... Oh, Eino Mikudeshes. Why? She's not Mikudeshes. Even though he has a right to eat it, but it's not considered his. It's considered a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his eating. It's not something for him to give over to other people. But Maiseh Sheini, if he marries, makes a Kedushin with fruit, which is Maiseh Sheini, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezeh, Loi Kiddush. Why? Because this Mishnah calls, according to Rabbi Meir, who also holds that Maiseh Sheini is also considered not his money. It's considered Mamon Gavoya, holy money. And the Mele, he can't transfer ownership. The Kedushin does not take effect. Rabbi Huda, he still a Kiddush, because there would be room to say, even though she doesn't own it, but she could still use it, and he's giving her a certain pleasure. But since the assumption is that she wants to get married with the thing itself, that she's acquiring it, she's not acquiring it, Kedushin does not take effect. Rabbi Huda, Oima, Rabbi Huda disagrees. He also said, Maisa Sheini is considered your money, so you can't give it as a gift to somebody, or sell it to somebody. But he says, Bishoygeg lo kiddush, it was done... because she thinks she's getting money or produce that she could eat here, and ends up it's only things that she could bring to Yerushalayim. But mezid kiddush, but if it was done with mezid in a fashion that they know that it was given over, so then it where that takes effect. Behektish, behektish, bemezid kiddush. If it was done with mezid, then the Kedushin takes effect. Why? Because Rabbi Huda holds that, and this is Rabbi Meir, sorry, Behektish B'mezid Kiddush. Rabbi Meir holds that if you take Hektish B'mezid, use it B'mezid, it loses its Kedusha. So B'mezid, let's start it as Hektish, by the fact that he used it B'mezid, it loses Kedusha. But Shogeg Lo Kiddush, because it retains the Kedusha. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Huda Oimer B'Shogeg Kiddush B'mezid Lo Kiddush. Rabbi Huda is the other way around, that if you use the Hektish B'Shogeg, it loses its Kedusha, and if you use it B'mezid, it's not losing its Kedusha. And here you're passing like Rabbi Huda, that Hektish loses Kedusha only when it was used B'Shogeg.